Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone, to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and I'm so thrilled to be here with you today because I'm very excited to introduce you to an amazing, talented, gentle soul, Perdido Dove, who's the founder of DiscoverMeditation.com. And she actually had pain and anxiety in her life that she was able to transform into joy and a deep sense of inner peace when she applied the principles that she actually teaches now around meditation. So she shares these secrets with others as a master trainer and speaker and meditation expert on how to discover their joy and inner peace in order to achieve real world success. Now, she is a leading authority on expressive meditation in North America. She's a best-selling author, published in 6 different languages. Holy Hannah Banana. She is a laughter meditation advocate, founder of the Laughing Buddhist Network, president of Discover Meditation Training, Inc., and she is also a teacher of the highly acclaimed programs such as Laughter Meditation Teleclass Program Series, and she just loves sharing this with people. So welcome, Perdido, to the show.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm delighted to be here.
I'd love to hear about how you've arrived at this place in your life where you're now doing this as your purpose.
Well, that is a great question. I love to share my transformation because I had a very, very painful and terrifying childhood. Had a psychotic mother who went undiagnosed actually most of her life, and it was very terrifying to grow up in a this very chaotic household and very painful. And I promised myself, even when I was a very small child, that I was going to find happiness and joy and heal myself. I didn't know how at the time, but I promised myself that I would. So when I got old enough, I started searching here and there, and I heard about these expressive meditations by who is now my spiritual teacher, Osho, and he was in India at the time. He's since passed. He passed away about 20 years ago. So I got on a plane, and I went to India, and I started doing these expressive meditation techniques, and I just couldn't believe it. I'll just give you an example. There's the laughter meditation, there's meditations for tears and crying. There's a shaking meditation, humming meditations, a dynamic meditation, many different types of expression so that we can express out all our tensions in the first stage, and then it's much easier to drop down into silence and inner stillness in the second stage. And I couldn't believe how well these meditations worked for me, because I tried meditation before and I just couldn't sit still. I had so much inner emotional turmoil and mental chatter. It was just so fidgety. But when I did these techniques where I could express out all of my tensions in the first stage, it became very easy for me to drop down to, and connect to my inner peace and inner wisdom. And unknown to me, that was going to be my calling. It wasn't why I went in the first place. It was to heal myself. And I was also very spurred on, if you like, by the birth of my son, because I didn't want him to suffer the way I had suffered. So I wanted to be the best mom I could possibly be. So that was really my initial motivation. But my purpose became clear to me as all the inner clutter was cleared out, that I was to share these meditations, and particularly in North America, with the world, but to reside in, I actually live in San Francisco Bay Area, and to share everything I'd learned and my own experience to help others. So that's how it all came about. And now it's just such an intrinsic joy for me to share this with others.
Mm-hmm. I love how you shared the sort of dark night of the soul part of your story, because one of the misnomers I've found over the years with purpose and people asking the question of what is my purpose, they're somehow thinking it's a destination, first of all, when it's really a journey.
Right.
But also they're thinking that there's some sort of, or they're misidentifying that there's maybe this magic pill, or you just kind of stumble across it, or you open a book and there it is with your name on it. And anyone I've ever spoken to, I can't even think of anyone I've spoken to, and this is years and years and years of people like yourself that are really in their brilliance doing, you know, the work that they came here to do, that there's always that aspect of the journey that, you know, is what drives the quest to uncover the purpose.
Yes, that's exactly right, and it's such a great way of putting it, because it was the pain and the fear that drove me to find a solution, because I wanted to be happy and I didn't want to spend my whole life in pain. But I had no thought about looking for my purpose or sharing with other people anything at all. I just wanted to not be in pain anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that journey sort of started to reveal to me what my purpose was. And, you know, when I first realized it was to be teaching all these meditations, I actually thought it was ridiculous. Because I was still healing and I couldn't see how I could teach meditation, you know. I just didn't get it. I thought it was too sort of grandiose for little old me. And it took me a while to allow myself to sort of progress into it. And as soon as I started saying yes to it and allowing that to be the case, then a lot of good things started happening. So I guess I'm saying I had resistance to it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But when I said yes to it, a lot of good things and, you know, all kinds of things started falling into place. You know how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting and as you say, not something that I just opened a book and there was my purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's always unfolding, too, just like you shared. Initially, your purpose was to help yourself, and then it was, well, I'd like to help other people, and then it goes from helping other people to teaching other people and so on and so on.
Exactly, yeah. I think a lot of it starts with helping oneself, and of course, I also wanted to make sure I was the best mother I could be and not repeat the way my mother had been. And I think it's very often from these personal situations that our purpose unfolds, because now I have tremendous compassion for all of my students and all the people I talk to, because, you know, pretty much I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
In that amount of pain and fear. So I have a very deep understanding and compassion, and I know exactly how I got to where I am now. I remember all the steps and everything I've done, and so that gives me a great confidence in offering it to people, because I know it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I imagine it helps facilitate even deeper transformation when people get a sense that you can empathize with them, that you get them, that you're not judging them, that you've walked in the same shoes that they've walked in. So it allows them to, you know, perhaps sink in more to the experience and not look for reasons why they can't make it work.
It absolutely does. I found that many, many times when I tell my own story, people just love that. And incidences from my life, you know, as a mother as well, raising my son, it's very, very powerful. I'm not sure that many people just drop out of the sky enlightened, you know. I think that we all have our journey, because as you said, it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And my journey continues to unfold, you know,
mm-hmm.
now. It's getting bigger, and as I go deeper, everything expands, you know, even more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely. Well, this laughter meditation sounds pretty incredible. I've never experienced it myself, but I've heard lots of great things about it. So let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll dive into how laughter meditation can help, what it is, and just keep having a great chat with Potato Dove. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in if you're just joining us. Today we are with the extraordinary Perdido Dove of DiscoverMeditation.com. And before the break, she was sharing her story with us about how she got into expressive meditation. And, you know, I'm wondering, for those of us like myself and anyone else who's listening who doesn't really know what laughter meditation is, can you give us the, you know, nutshell version of what that is?
Absolutely. It's the most popular, perhaps for obvious reasons, of all the meditations I teach. I can feel myself starting to laugh even as I'm talking about it. It always makes me laugh talking about it. So the laughter meditation has two stages. The first stage, we just laugh. And the second stage, you sit in silence. And the idea, I mean, laughter is just amazing. In my first book about 10 years ago, I wrote one chapter about laughter. In my latest book, I wrote a third of the book. Because the more I do it, there's so many dimensions of benefits to it. It's just extraordinary. Certainly physiologically, because we release a lot of stress when we laugh. I don't know if people realize that.
I feel a laugh coming on.
We're going to start laughing, and then I can't talk. So we release a lot of stress from the body, so it's extremely relaxing. And you know, everybody knows that they feel good after they have had a good laugh, because actually it works as a natural tranquilizer, like a sort of natural Valium, and fosters a sense of relaxation and well-being. And there now is a lot of scientific research to support this. It can also enhance blood flow and speed healing and reduce inflammation and stimulate alertness. There's a lot of fantastic research out about that now. So, and that's just the physiologically. And then, of course, for our spirit, of course, it lifts our spirit into a very positive state, which is great for the law of attraction, for the feeling state of the law of attraction. And for the mind, what it does is it helps us to be freed up from the grip of the mind, because when you are in those moments of total laughter, then it's like all your problems disappear. You can't be afraid and laughing at the same time. You can't be worried and laughing at the same time. And so it really helps to give you a break from, you know, the mind, which can get very obsessive and keep running the same scenarios past us, especially if they're fear-based. So laughter is amazing for healing fear. Another thing that it's incredible for is creativity. It's, of all the meditations I teach, there's over 150 in my latest book. The laughter is the one I encourage people to do for creativity, because it opens us up energetically, and it releases our passion, and tons of creative ideas come out when we've done a lot of laughing. I've certainly found that. So it also helps us feel young. You know, some people, they have like a lot of wrinkles. They might be in their 70s and 80s, and they have these very wrinkled faces, but they have like dancing, laughing eyes, you know? And it kind of gives them a young feel. Like they might have the aging on the face and so on, but there's a young feel about their spirit, because laughter really helps to keep, sort of regenerate us and rejuvenate us. And then laughter is also very sexy. Because it's a very attractive energy. It helps attract people to you, you know? And so it's very good for your relationships and all kinds of relationships. Business, work, family. You know, because when you can laugh with people, it helps create a heart connection. Sometimes I feel almost like laughter and love are the same, because when we laugh together with people, there's a heart connection, And then nobody's like the boss or the employee or the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law or anything like that. Everybody's just somehow on the same level, same connection. So it's very, very healing for relationships. And when you do a lot of laughter meditation, which I've done hundreds of hours of laughter over the years, I've noticed how my sense of humor is much more readily available. Certainly my creativity is, which you need for relationships sometimes, especially if you have kids and teenagers. And it just brings you a kind of lightness of spirit, you know, which helps when there's a potential heavy situation with somebody or a potential, you know, discord that might come up. Mm-hmm. It just really helps with lightening the situation. And also sometimes, you know, you might come up with some creative ideas. I know that happened to me a lot when my son was a teenager. You need your creativity, your teenagers. So, I mean, I'm just giving you some little examples, but there's just so many levels of benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also laugh your way to enlightenment if you want to. That's what I'm doing.
And simulate dropping out of the sky as an enlightened being.
Yes.
Well, you know, I have all these thoughts running through my head because I can imagine that there must be countless numbers of stories that you have about how laughter meditation has dramatically transformed people.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm already kind of imagining what some of those results might look like. Like, what's an example that you can give of someone you actually know, not obviously names, but like a real marked transformation with them?
Well, there's one of my students on my, I have a laughter meditation teleclass program.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just got some, I'm just in the advanced, with the advanced group right now. I have a new group starting in September, but with my advanced group, if they're on the last part of it, one of them in particular, she used to get depressed and didn't feel very confident about who she was and what she wanted to do and so on. And she's really changed. She's got a lot more confident and lighter. She has a lot more fun. And she's starting getting people asking her if she would go and give laughter meditation presentations, which is something I encourage all my students to do, either to seek them out. But she's getting people that are just calling her up or sending her emails asking her to do it. And so she's now, like, very excited about her life because she's feeling more joyful herself. And she really is, you know, starting to share it with other people, which, of course, means it's going to grow in her even more. And, I mean, because I've experienced the same thing. It's just so amazing to share it with people who had no idea that you could deliberately laugh as a way to go deeper into meditation. It sort of sounds like counterproductive in a way. But the energy of the laughter in the second stage, when you close your eyes, it really helps you drop deeper down much more quickly to connect with your inner peace.
Mm. That's pretty incredible, the energetics of it. Like, I was imagining that even from a, you know, when you're talking about reducing stress and so on, like, I can imagine that, for example, with women, well, men as well, but this seems to be more of an issue that's on the minds of women, even around weight loss, for example, that mm-hmm. when you're balancing out the adrenals and the stress levels and all that kind of stuff, that without even trying, the body has a way of stabilizing and into such a place that, you know, your mind is just focusing on different things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, the cool thing about it is it's fun, you know, and everybody knows how to laugh. And so it's not something you have to learn. And it really helps shift your perspective on things. And it helps you lose weight, actually, too. If you, because mm-hmm. it's an energetic sort of exercise, if you like, you know, to laugh and to keep laughing for as long as you can. It really does help, especially, if, for example, people who eat, you know, out of anxiety or stress. It gives you some time, especially in the silent sitting part of this technique, to really notice about why you are eating so much, you know, and find another way to heal the anxiety and the worry, because the laughter heals worry and anxiety and helps you get to that place of inner peace and inner calm. So that you don't need to be eating food, which isn't the solution anyway.
Yeah. I love how you just shared, and I know you kind of mentioned it earlier, that there's this process of laughing, and then it allows you to go deeper, get into meditation more quickly and more deeply with the laughter. So I'm really curious about that, and I'd actually love to hear more about that. So we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back in a moment and continue this conversation.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central, And today we are with the one and only Pragita Dev of discovermeditation.com. Before the break, Pragita, you were sharing with us all the different benefits of laughter meditation. You know, I'm sure we could talk about it for quite some time, and I imagine it's pretty obvious at this point why it's a really serving, practice to engage in. And you were also mentioning about how when you start with the laughter, then you can go into deep meditation and silence. So can you give us a sense of how that happens?
Yes. So what we're doing in the first stage is, with the laughter, we're generating a lot of energy moving around our body and releasing the stress and so on, so that we are also moving into a much more relaxed state. And we have generated a lot of energy. So what happens is, in the second stage, where we sit in silence, all that energy we generated continues to work for us going deeper. It helps, if you like, to cut through all the stuff that's in the way of us being connected to our inner wisdom, our inner silence, and our inner stillness. So it cuts down through. This is exactly what happened to me. I basically lived from my neck up. I lived in my head because I was in so much pain. I didn't want to feel anything. So first of all, the laughter helped to unblock my whole throat, and then it helped to open up my heart, and then it helped me to open up as we went further down the chakras. Till I got all the way down to my center, down in the belly. And actually, there is a giggle point down in the belly. And when air passes through it, we just laugh for no reason. I remember once I was sitting on a couch, and a friend of mine, as a joke, he was a huge great guy, he suddenly sat on me, and you know, the air just suddenly passed through me, and I just burst out laughing. That's the funniest thing. But I could feel it was just a physiological response, and that was because by that time I had cleared out that whole passageway from the head all the way down to my belly. Because I was so blocked, it took a while. But the energy of laughter can unblock us. It's also very good for people who are sexually blocked, because it helps to unblock those channels. Because the energy of laughter is very powerful. Ha, ha, ha. it has that power to do that. So it's an amazing meditation, because on the surface it's very simple. First stage, laugh. And the second stage, sit in silence. But there's so much going on energetically, because it really opens us up. As I said, on every level, my throat, the heart, you know, the power center, the emotional center, the sexual center, it opens us all up. And of course, it's deeply relaxing. And that's why it's so easy to then drop into our inner peace and inner silence.
Yeah, I'm just having this awareness now as you're sharing that the laughter, I imagine, just releases all the nervous energy, the restless energy, and any other energy that just, you know, is kind of whatever it's doing. And I'm thinking, you know, back in the day when I worked in child welfare and I was doing forensic investigations, I would, you know, go all day, sometimes without eating anything, sometimes without even going to the bathroom, because, you know, we're literally jumping from one emergency to another, or there's just certain homes that it wasn't appropriate from a hygiene perspective or from a safety perspective to use the bathroom. But my Reiki master at the time was teaching yoga classes, and a huge part of what she taught was meditation. And these were extremely frustrating classes for me, because I was getting annoyed and irritated because I had to go from this, like, bouncy sort of energy all day to be like,
Right.
And my body just, it was a challenging transition.
Yes.
And I imagine had I had the benefit of laughter before I entered into some of the postures and this, you know, it seemed like forever to me, but I'm sure in the grand scheme of things, it was like probably a 10-minute meditation, but it felt like a 5-hour meditation to me because,
because it was so stressful.
Yeah.
You accumulate stress all day.
Yeah.
Well, we all do, but especially in that kind of work. You're accumulating stress all day, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and then it's very difficult to just sit in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of these expressive techniques, why I love them so much and they work so well for me, because before you do the sitting in silence part, you get to release a lot of tensions and stress.
Mm-hmm.
Because laughter does that. It releases a tremendous amount of tensions and stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have been fine with your yoga practice.
Well, yeah, and as, you know, was the case for me, and I know this is true for a lot of people, we go into conclusions and judgments and so on around, oh, I can't meditate, everyone can meditate but me, or this sucks, or I can't do it, or whatever stories are running. And, you know, it's really just finding the method that is most effective.
Exactly. That is absolutely right, and that's what I loved about what I learned from Osho. I mean, there's 150 techniques in my book. There's quite a few more of the expressive techniques to talk about, but I don't doubt we'll have time for all of them. But the idea being that everybody's different. I mean, some people can just sit in silence, but most people can't. Most people, you know, because of our lifestyle, it's a stressful lifestyle, you know? And so to have these techniques which offer some release of the stress first is very powerful, because then we can quickly and easily drop into that inner silence. And also they're fun, you know? I used to think meditation was this grim and austere affair, and it just wasn't very appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do it, and I couldn't do it. Until I found these, and especially, of course, the laughter is probably my all-time favorite, but I love a lot of the other ones as well. But this is how you can get the benefits of meditation. And the beauty is you also, laughter brings a lot of benefits as well, so you get like a double benefit.
I remember years ago I went to a Buddhist temple, and they were offering meditation every Sunday morning, and a few of my friends and I wanted to go, and it was partly a bonding thing, you know, but we also wanted to be all enlightened and relaxed and whatever else we wanted to create. So we went to this Buddhist temple, and there was only one way of meditating, and we had to sit a certain way, cross-legged, like not kind of the normal way you would sit cross-legged if you were in a kindergarten classroom sitting cross-legged, like this special kind of technique with your back straight up. And we had to sit like that for 2 hours with a certain breathing technique and certain mantras. And we were taught that, well, and it was painful, right? Because your body's not used to like
that's hard.
Like that. And we, it was not enjoyable. And needless to say, after a few times, we didn't go back. But we were, you know, taught that, oh, well, the pain will go away and it's mind over matter. And if you're really mindful and enlightened, you'll be able to see past the pain and the pain won't be there. And pain's just a part of suffering and suffering's part of being human. And it was kind of all this, you know, energy around that, which really didn't resonate with my belief system. But I know we all have stories like that, like you were sharing about what your judgments were around meditation. And then I'm sure there's judgments around laughter meditation. And maybe people, when they don't really know what it is, think, oh, that's not real meditation. How can you be meditating when you're laughing?
Right. And that is what people think until, well, at least not everybody, but some people do, until they try it. Because it's really, it's kind of mind-blowing when you do it. And, you know, you have all this laughter and fun and everybody's giggling and laughing and so on. And then there's this profound silence. But the silence is very profound because we've just all released a whole bunch of stress.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's fidgeting or, you know, anything. Everybody's totally ready for that silence. And the other thing is I do, especially with new people, like I have a laughter meditation teleclass program. The next one, my 101 class, is starting very soon on the 13th of September. And with new people, I just do it for a short time. Like we might just do a minute or two of laughter and a minute or two of the silence just to get people, you know, accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And even that short amount of time, you still get very powerful results. And everybody's like, wow, you know. And then over time, as we get into my more advanced classes, we do it for longer because everybody's got used to it, and I often find they don't want to stop. So I try and keep it going as long as people seem to want to, and then do about an equal amount of time of silence, because it's also about balance. As the laughter is our extrovert nature of relating with others, and the meditation stage, the second stage, is our relationship with ourselves. So it gives a very nice experience of that balance, or I sometimes call it a dance, you know, of love, which is relating with other people, and then love for oneself, which is meditation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that,
well,
very nice.
I definitely want to hear more about that, Perdita, and I know everyone else does too, because it's just such powerful work. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I would love for you to share with everyone how they can find out more about this program, your books, and all the other awesome things that you have going on. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. So glad that you're with us today. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. And we are with the amazing Perdido Dove of DiscoverMeditation.com. If you haven't gone there already, by the way, Perdido's got tons of goodies on there, CDs and books, and also a lot of free goodies as well. And I know we're always up for free goodies. So, Perdido, you also just did a call recently, and if you could share with people what that call was about and how they can access that, because I know it was a free call, that would be great.
Yes, the free call, the title of it was Laughter Meditation Techniques for Anxiety Relief, Peace, and Happiness. And I basically talked about how laughter can help heal fear and worry and anxiety and bring you into a very positive feeling state and mind state so that you can then attract good things to you, which is a very powerful thing to know how to do so that life becomes much easier. And a lot of people worry about money and or the particular relationships or their children and so on, what various things going on in their lives. And the laughter meditation can have a very powerful effect on helping you, first of all, relax and then get more clarity, get more creativity and positive energy vibration so that you can start attracting really good things. And that free call, the link on my website, well, it's discovermeditation.com/free-call-recording.
Wonderful. And that'll give people a great insight, it sounds like, into the work that you're doing.
Yes, it will. And there's also my laughter meditation 101 teleclass program is starting pretty soon on September the 13th, which is, it's next Tuesday, actually. I just realized that. That's pretty soon. And so there's information about that on the recording and on my website, too, if anybody's interested in that after they've listened to the free recording.
Mm-hmm. And then you've also got an opportunity for people to join the Laughing Buddhas Network, which is free, and you've got a whole bunch of goodies that come along with that when they sign up for that.
Yes, that's right.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. So for people that are just starting out in meditation, what tips can you suggest for them?
Well, certainly try the laughter meditation and look to bring more laughter, fun, and enjoyment into your life, because that really helps us relax. And really the core, I think it's the core fundamental principle of meditation is relaxation.
Mm.
Unless we're relaxed, nothing is going to happen. We're just a ball of tension. So the first step is relaxation. And the first step with relaxation is the body. You don't want to start with the mind, because that'll not be a good idea. Start with the body and relaxing the body. So whatever you love to do that relaxes your body, might be taking hot, beautiful hot baths or having massage or going for walks or playing tennis, which is what I love to do. Whatever it is, everybody's different, but start with really focusing on bringing yourself to a more relaxed state. I have one of my CDs is a guided relaxation and then a guided meditation. The guided relaxation can really help those of you who like to have a guided journey to help you relax. But it's important to remember the body and listen to it. Stay hydrated. And if the body's tired, then rest. If you're hungry, eat. If you're thirsty, drink, and that kind of thing. Because that's like the foundation on which you can then build a great meditation practice.
And I would imagine that doing this laughter meditation would make it easier to step into self-care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, it's the most popular meditation for a reason, because it just helps remind you to have fun. It reminds you that every child is born full of joy, and that's actually our natural state. Happiness and joy are our natural state. It's just that the mind has been allowed to come in and create all kinds of problems and fears and all that kind of thing, but it is our natural state to be filled with happiness and joy. And that's the good news, because we just have to find our way back to it, to tap back into it. And it's already there.
Yeah. So rather than going outside of ourselves, it's already in there. We just have to remember it.
That's right. Yep.
And I would imagine it's great for keeping us in our bodies.
Oh, absolutely.
And helping us be really embodied in everything we do, because, of course, the more we're disembodied, the more we're experiencing pain and disillusionment and all kinds of stuff. So,
and separation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Pragita, it's been such a joy to have you on the show today. I feel like we could just talk forever about all of this amazing information and all of the things that you're contributing to the planet. So I want to thank you for being here. And again, folks, if you haven't done so yet and you're wanting to learn more, please visit www.discovermeditation.com to receive lots of free goodies, learn more about how you can connect with Pragita on a deeper level. And I want to thank all of you for being with us today and sharing your energy. It's always such a joy to connect with you week after week. So wishing you all a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.